It's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover.
Welcome to the Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
Good morning, my lovelies. It's Marilyn York, and you are listening to The Marilyn York Show. I am home sweet home from Hawaii. I did many of postings on Facebook, like that total jerk that sits on the Facebook at the pool and ignores their children while they drowned nearby. I tried to look up pretty regularly, so we didn't lose any of the kids. They came back with me. So we are back, and I have sort of a tan. I know you guys can't see that on the radio, but I wore 50 the whole time, so I don't need any lectures from you dermatologists listening in. 50 sunblock. I have a guest in the studio, Jennifer Rose, who's the owner of the local It's Just Lunch and the Plush Life host, the TV show. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks. Welcome.
We're going to talk about dating today, guys. I know you guys all these questions, and I swear to God, half the time you spend during your consults of divorce trying to ask me dating questions, like I'm some dating guru. Dude, I marry everyone I date. Like, that's not, if that's not your goal, I have nothing to teach you. Okay. And I don't stay married very long, so I'm not sure that's your goal either. But if you guys want to call in 823-1920 and ask Jennifer or myself any questions during the show, or you can get on my Facebook fan page and post questions. I have it up. I have some questions or comments from people in the last few days about the subject I will be reading on air. And you can always email at themarilynyorkshow.com, 823-1920, if you want to call in. So Jennifer not only has her It's Just Lunch local dating service and her TV show, The Plush Life, which we will get into in some detail, but she also now hosts a weekly radio show called Skirted Issues, which airs just after mine. So today we're going to do a 2-hour block. So I'm on hers, she's on mine. You guys are never getting rid of us today. So tune in.
I'm going to make you talk about divorce on my show, though.
I know. Today, I'm going to talk about divorce, but not on my show. If you guys want to talk about it, you just keep on listening and call in her show. Same phone number. So that works out. So let's talk about dating and the 12 tangents we're going to take when you guys make us or whenever I have my ADD moments. So the dating service, It's Just Lunch. What's the concept behind it? Like, how does that work for people?
Well, the concept originally started with it being just lunch. And the idea was that you didn't have to invest a lot of time. You know, we interview every person. We hand choose your match based on the criteria you set. And all you have to do is show up and have lunch. It's non-threatening. It's low pressure. It's
Who
1 hour.
Who pays for lunch? What's the question?
The lunch is Dutch treat, actually. A lot of the men do offer to pay, and there's no rules against them paying, but it's set up where the woman should be prepared to pay for whatever she orders just because he didn't really ask her out on a date.
Oh, ouch. People, ouch already. It kind of takes the mystery out of it, though, because I know a lot of women are like testing men on the first date. Like, does he pay? And I have that dilemma, too. Like, I don't want someone taking care of me, and I'm married now, so it doesn't matter, but... When I'm not, I don't necessarily want them paying, but if they don't offer, I'm kind of like, whoa, you know,
about,
but I like
I would
to
say
offer.
About 50% of the men pay.
Just because of tradition. I think women should pay at least half or a fourth of the time, depending on the difference in incomes, though. I just think, you know, this is 2010. This is my normal dating world. Not
Most women would not
service.
Agree with you on that, Marilyn.
I know, but I they didn't say. Go to law school, so that's a fair assessment on their part. They shouldn't pay if they make far less money, I think. So I like to wear the pants. Sorry, honey. So, okay, we're talking about the dating service, though. Not me, focus narcissist. So at the dating service, so they have lunch. You pick them out. How many lunches do you get?
I mean, we don't actually do lunch anymore. It's so funny because that was the original concept.
Oh, what do you
and
do?
And we still do lunch, but now we actually do drinks after work. We do coffee dates on Saturday and Sunday morning.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, about 85% of people choose to meet for a drink after work or a cup of coffee over lunch. So even though it's called It's Just Lunch, we don't really do very many lunch dates
it's
anymore.
It's not lunch at all. It's just cocktails. It's just alcohol is what it should be called. It's cheaper. It's faster. I know women kind of like the cocktail or the coffee concept because it's shorter. Like a lunch, you could be stuck. And I personally, I'm not going to lie, Vanity Smurf, I don't want to eat in front of a dude I don't know. Like, oh, let me get salad dressing on my chin. And I don't want him judging me for getting salad dressing on the side or all my high maintenance activities. It should be left for the third date horror show or something.
Well, you know what happened was I think a lot of professions, we really cater to professionals, and a lot of professions really don't get lunch.
Or is
if
that?
You think about it, you know, school teachers and whatnot. So lunch became challenging for a lot of people. Okay. So we added drinks after work. Well, then we had a bunch of clients that didn't drink alcohol. So then we added coffee dates, and it just kind of keeps evolving.
All right, fair enough. What about like casual sex on Craigslist, casual encounters dates? You don't do that.
We
do
don't
you?
Do that, no.
Damn it. Sorry, people. Don't even call and ask. It is not an option for her.
And we honestly, we don't want to know if you had sex on the date. Please don't call us and tell us, because we really don't
want to
know.
You don't want photos. You don't want to know. Okay. Do people do that? Because I like that information. I'm
they
like
do. Yeah.
The girl at the divorce consult that asks for information I totally don't need to ask about at all. If you guys want to call and give it to me right now on the radio show, do it. 823-1920. But the program manager is listening, so you have to be discreet about your descriptions. I have, in fact, been busted recently for my alluding to dirty stuff. So don't say like dirty words that are four letters and curse words, but you can tell me all about your sex life because I love it. I seriously ask at all the consults. I'm like, so what were you thinking when you had this amazing Vegas wedding when you're already married to someone else? Like, no. I need to know, how hot is she? Was it like this romantic moment? I slept with her. I got her pregnant during my one night stand. I felt like I had to do the right thing, even though I have a wife. I don't know. I want the details. So Jennifer doesn't. Don't call with those.
Don't
and
call.
No photos, please.
I want to be naive. I want to believe that none of my clients are having sex on any of our dates.
Oh, she's so sweet. I want to believe they're all doing it all day and all night, like getting tons of action. And I want the photos. And there's no relevance in the court, by the way. I totally have no reason to need the photo unless there's like a kid in the background that, you know, shouldn't be there. I hope they should never be there. But yeah, otherwise, no. Okay, so we have these dates. How many do you get?
Like how many
through
dates
the service,
a month do we
as
have?
Many as you want. Like you can keep going through ladies or men and be like, no, no, no.
Well, it doesn't really work that way. I mean, basically you come in for an interview and you set the criteria for the types of people you want to meet. So we hand choose the match based on your criteria. And so it has to work both ways. You have to meet his criteria. He has to meet your criteria. So you get as many good quality matches as we have.
Okay.
1 month we might have four, the next month we might have two.
Okay.
It depends. You are guaranteed a minimum number of dates for what you pay, but they don't necessarily come
all at once.
They could come in groups and then none for, you know, a while.
So do you find that you guys have more eligible bachelors or bachelorettes at your, you know, fingertips in this Reno market?
We stay pretty even. We have about 54% women.
Okay.
And about 47% men.
Oh, okay.
So we do stay pretty even. But I mean, if you just look at the overall, there's 86 single men for every 100 single women in the United States. Did you know that?
I did not know this.
Yeah. So the men are definitely at the advantage.
Why are they whining in my office about how I need to fix them up? I'm like, I'm not really good at matchmaking. I can undo all your relationships really quite well in my sleep even. But making new relationships or future business, as I like to call it, I'm not as good at. I've tried it.
It's hard.
I malpractice in the area of matchmaking badly.
Oh, don't do it.
I know. I don't. And I have these people that like, I can't figure out the looks. Help me out with this, Jennifer, because I have like these women or these men that are like, fix me up. And I'm like, okay, do I find someone in my estimate, is their physical equal? Because they always want to date out of their league, right? I mean, every person wants a better looking person than they are. Even the beauty queens.
Not every person.
Okay.
Some people, as a matter of fact, really the minority of people.
Oh my
want
God.
A date out of their league, honestly.
Well, good, because what I consider their league may not be their idea, though, because
yeah.
I'm always like, okay, they're a little overweight. Should I get them someone a little overweight, or they're a little bit not attractive? They're
balding. You know what the funniest thing is? Everyone thinks they look younger than their age. 99.9% of people think they look younger than they are.
Okay, so there's that. So they want to date 18-year-olds when they're like, oh, that's the typical man. Yeah. I always think like balding men, do they need to date balding women? I don't know. Okay. Because there is what's up with the phenomenon? Female pattern baldness is huge right now. Everywhere I go, I'm like, wow, there's another woman going bald.
Balding is actually an interesting topic because we always ask women, are you open to dating men that are bald or have shaved heads? That's a standard question because
people
either say yes or no. I mean, there's not a lot of in between. But this is what men need to understand is women don't have a problem dating men that are bald as long as he owns it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's
he's
the whole
not like
I'm bald
with the
and
over.
I have and I'm totally, you know, wearing intimidated by the fact
cap.
That I'm bald. Yeah.
Don't wear a baseball cap with your tuxedo, sir. It's obvious that you're
bald
trying to
bald can be attractive if you own it.
Yeah. And cut it short. Like, don't grow it out and just have like the little fringe on top.
As short as humanly possible, cut it and then own it.
Yeah, it's fair enough. I own my fat, A-double-S. Am I allowed to say that? Own it. I worked it in the bathing suit this weekend. Okay, not really. It's a lie, but it didn't look any better, worked or not worked. So, okay, that's fair. So dating out of their league, we've discussed this briefly. What about age differences? Like, do you see men coming into your service and they're like, I want a 18-year-old girl or, you know, or 20-year-old girl?
Actually, most men want to date from 10 years younger than they are up to their age. Okay. Most men will not date women that are more than 1 to 2 years older than they are. And some men won't even do that. But, you know, normally, like if a guy is 50, he'll say, I want to date women between the ages of 40 and 52.
All right. Well, that's
women
fair.
Do the exact opposite. If a woman is 50, she'll say, I want to date men between the ages of 48 and 60.
All right.
We always go 10 older. They always go 10 younger.
Typical. But we need them to be 10 older so they can finally be mature. Okay. It's not because we like them physically old and saggy. It's because we like them to not act like they're 12. And that's what 60 is, when boys stop acting like boys. I think it's about 60.
You think it's 60? I probably would have said 50, but you might be right.
It's fantasy for both of us. I suspect we're wrong and it's never. But we need to like aim right above where we're willing to date or marry and hope that there's some hope for our future. 823-1920, we are going to go on a break in a moment, you guys. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Jennifer about the most common complaints from men and women on these sort of dates and the most common mistakes people make in dating, because she teaches dating seminars, which we will talk about as well. So she's going to give you guys some tips so that you don't do it again. And don't be in denial like you're, you know, I'm not the one that does that stuff. Listen carefully and call 3 ex-girlfriends after you are done with my show. And she'll tell you, you did it to all 3 of them. I know you did. And boyfriends. 823-1920. We'll talk to you guys after the break.
Who's on your Schnitt list? Todd Schnitt's list is growing every day. Listen live weekdays at noon. The Schnitt Show. Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Are you a professional single interested in dating but can't seem to find the time? Your professional life is planned out and organized, but your dating life is random, out of control, or completely non-existent? Hi, I'm Jennifer, owner of It's Just Lunch. Maybe it's time you give us a call. Because at It's Just Lunch, we're like your personal assistant. We'll conduct a confidential, in-depth interview to discover the type of person you're looking for in a partner. Then we'll personally select your date based on the information from your interview. There's nothing random about our selection. Once we select your match, we'll make a reservation for either lunch or drinks after work. All of this is done by a real person and not a computer. Your professional life is well planned and successful. Let It's Just Lunch plan your dating life, because your success is our success. If you call today, you'll receive a free professional consultation. Call 852-1001. That's 852-1001. I'm Jennifer, and I'm looking forward to your call.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask 2 people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively. And if you can't ask 2 people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us. And when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this. And you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
The clock says 6:02. Some mornings come too soon. All you want to do is lay there for a few. Then Folgers starts to brew, that aroma coming through. And you get the feeling the day is starting right for you. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Show me how you do that trick, one that makes me scream, she said, one that makes me laugh, she said, threw her arms around my.
This is Marilyn York. You're back on the Marilyn York Show. Thanks for holding on, guys. And we are here with Jennifer Rose, the owner of It's Just Lunch Dating Service, the host of The Plush Life, and also now weekly radio host on her own show after mine called Skirted Issues. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thanks.
We are talking about the subject of dating, and you guys need to call and ask your questions, or I'm going to usurp all her time. And I know you have them, because like I said, you always ask me, and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So we have the dating guru expert here. Let's find out from her. She also teaches seminars. Jennifer, when are your seminars? What do they entail? Give me the scoop.
You know, we do a couple different ones. We do what's called a Dating 101 seminar, which has been the most popular by far, and that really is just dating tips and going over the most common mistakes and the top things men and women really ask for, and just really the basic information of how to do the first date and how to do it well so that you get second dates with those that you really want them with.
I think I need to send my brother to that. He has lots of first dates. We need to work on that.
It was interesting. When we first started doing them, we really weren't expecting the response that we got. And then people started changing their behavior on the dates after they went to the seminar. And our success ratio at It's Just Lunch has almost doubled since we started doing the seminars. And it's basic stuff. That's what's interesting.
So is the seminar part of the service, or is this like an add-on people can do?
It's separate, and you don't have to be a client to go to a seminar. They're open to the public.
Okay.
People bring their friends. They bring their neighbors.
What's the cost for the seminar?
We have one coming up in May that's actually going to be $29, and it includes a wine tasting as well. It's going to be at the Vintage, so it's awesome.
Do people make that mistake, drinking on the first date? Is that one of their common mistakes? Excessively drinking, shall we say?
Yes.
Or not drinking when they need a personality? Because I've been with those people too, where I'm like, please get hammered. You are so boring right now.
One of the things I tell people at the seminar is, you know, you have to pace yourself on the alcohol thing, because one of the things we get asked for all the time is intelligence. And when you've been drinking a lot, you don't come across very intelligent.
Slurring is not actually an IQ bonus.
No, and I always say pace yourself through the date. And whatever you do, here's a tip right now. When she shows up or when he shows up, don't be sitting there already drinking.
Ah.
A lot of people do that. They go early. They think they're going to have a drink so they can relax.
Is that true even for women? Like I always see a woman at a bar with a glass of wine and think, oh, she looks lovely. Approachable.
It's the same for both, honestly. Okay. You should not already be drinking when your date shows up.
Even secretly, like in the car, like if you have it on your breath, I smell alcohol in your breath. Well, no. I mean, I just want to know these. I'm allergic to alcohol, so I don't speak the language of alcohol very well. So I like to get the verse from people that can, in fact, speak it.
Well, so. I think if you want to have, you know, a little bit of wine before you leave your house for your date because you need to relax, I guess that's okay. But just make sure then during the date that you don't have three more glasses of wine.
Well, here's some tips from the non-drinkers. We can smell it on you.
Mm-hmm.
Vodka does smell. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. It's not. And if you guys seriously need it for anxiety, take a half of Vicodin, but don't drink with that too. That's a bad mix too.
Oh yeah. That's a bad, bad mix.
Yeah. Because I don't smell Vicodin on your breath, but I will know when your eyes roll back in your head. You know, I mean, that's not attractive. Fake seizures, not actually a date bonus.
So the answer to your question is yes. People do drink too much on dates. Not a lot of the time, but it does happen. Definitely.
So what are the other most common mistakes that people make on dates that you kind of try to say that you said were obvious to you, and maybe
they're obvious to everyone, but people do them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So what are those mistakes?
The number one biggest mistake made on dates, and let me just preface this by saying I've coordinated over 20,000 dates and listened to feedback from them.
Okay.
So everyone says, oh, I know not to do that, and I don't do that. 90% of people do it. And they do it over and over and over again.
Serial mistake maker. What is it? Talking about the ex.
Yep, that's what it is.
I totally do that.
It is talking about the ex.
I've done on this show, and we're not even really on a date, but I totally talk about all the exes in my case.
All the exes, and then they talk about all their previous dates that they've been having. It's just bad. And I'm telling you, everybody does it. And then they say, oh, I know not to do that. And then they go on the next date and I get the feedback and the person tells me they did it. And I say, "What? If you know not to do it, why do you do it?"
And people, when they run out of conversation, it's a favorite question too. So what do you look for in a man or a woman? Well, that's asking me about my exes. Have you ever been married before? Have you ever been engaged? Okay, here you go. So don't ask that question when it gets quiet because you don't actually want the answer.
Well, the thing is that nobody wants to spend their time on a date hearing, I mean, as a woman,
the competition.
I don't want to spend my time on a date with you hearing about all the other women that you've had in your life. And it's not because I'm insecure or anything. It's because I came here to get to know you. I didn't come here to get to know about your ex.
That's fair.
And how am I supposed to get to know you by the end of the date if all you did was tell me all about a bunch of other women the whole time?
Can we ask the general, though? Because I don't want to be with a dude that's never had a serious relationship when he's 40. So, yeah. I mean, I just want to know, like, stats. Don't give me names. I don't need their bra size. Okay? I don't need to know that. If they had less cellulite than me, don't tell me that. But have you actually ever been with anyone long term? Yes. Move on. Just a quick yes, in and out. Maybe
exactly.
That's a second date conversation.
No, you really shouldn't talk about your exes for the first three dates.
Three. Okay.
Yeah,
four,
I
you
would
guys
say,
are going down.
Yeah. On the fourth date, you can start getting into more conversation. But again, even when you do start talking about your ex, you need to tell the story and move on. You don't need to keep talking about it on every date over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
You know.
So when I get approached by my current husband and he asks me something nice and I say, you don't want to talk to me. I've been married like 5 times and I have like 20 kids. That's not considered actual landing the dude. Somehow the guy married me, but it was Ely. In his defense, not a lot of game going on. I could have said anything. And the fact that I had all my teeth made me, well, marriage material, obviously. So
that's
do not.
Hysterical.
That's why I say you guys have to call Jennifer. I have nothing to offer you but bad advice. This is a very good point. I can't believe
people
guessed
don't even
it too.
Understand,
I never thought about it.
People don't even understand why they shouldn't do it. I mean, they really don't get it. When you go on that first date, the whole goal is to try to determine if there's going to be a second date or not. That's what your whole goal is. And if you spend your whole time talking about last week's date and last month's date and the last bad internet date you had.
And then you're not actually on a date at all. They were on the last bad date with you instead of a good date with you.
Exactly. And
okay,
it's negative. It's negative conversation. So, you know, you're not having this happy, fun date. You're not taking the time to get to know each other. And let me tell you, even if she asks you 50 questions about your ex-wife and she's acting like she really wants to know, the phone call I get the next day is, I really liked him, but clearly he's not over his ex because he talked about her the whole time.
You're like, oh, and of course he likes to say all she was asking me about her, but
mm-hmm. But
don't,
it doesn't matter because that's the message.
It's a trap, you guys. It's a trap. Don't fall for it.
Don't fall for it.
823-1920. So, okay. So we have the dating seminars. Are they gender specific? I mean, like the tips for men and women, are they the same? Are there different tips depending on if you're the man or the woman?
There are definitely different tips. And we do seminars specifically for women and we do one specifically for men. This one in May coming up is actually going to be for both. And it's going to be the first one we've ever done where we have both sexes in the room at the same time.
Is this like a singles mixer mixed with the seminar?
You know, at the end of the seminar, people can stay and drink wine. We'll have a wine tasting and they certainly can, you know, have a social afterwards if they want to. It doesn't matter to me.
Because this is a good
way.
Place for people to, you know, meet people. Obviously, you're single if you're going on a dating seminar. If you're not, you're a total pig. Okay, let me just throw this out
And
there.
For those of you that think you don't need a dating seminar, trust me, you do.
Even, can we take married people and go on dating seminars? Because like some of these tips, I'm afraid we still commit them in marriage.
Well,
I'm sure I still talk about my ex too much in my marriage. So
yeah, you shouldn't do that.
I know. I know my husband's listening and like nodding. I don't want to give him any more credit. Let's move on. So, but seriously, dating tips for married people. Let's translate this so that people stop needing my services.
On my radio show, I do that. Every week we do dating tips for married people because I really believe, and you're a divorce attorney, so you can tell me if you agree with me. I believe that most marriages end because people stop dating.
Well, they start dating other people. That's also a reason at the end.
But why did they start dating other people? Because they stopped dating their wife.
Yeah, I think maybe because the hate fest at home made it less likely to, you know, kindle dating flavors, shall we say.
I think people have to keep dating. I think if you've been married for 20 years, you should still be dating.
Yeah, she said still. So those of us who have been on a 20-year hiatus, start dating again is what she means, okay? Not still as in, oh, we haven't dated for 20 years. I'll continue this awesome pattern I've developed. No, actually ask your wife or husband out. I just watched that stupid movie with Sarah Jessica Parker, Meet the Something or Other.
I didn't see it.
It was so dumb, but on the plane, you're a captive audience. I had no choice. And it was better than Dora, like my kids are watching. So anyway, that was one point they made, like ask your husband or wife out. And it was kind of cute.
I think it's a great idea. And I think that people that play together stay together. And if you just keep dating and you're having fun together, when was the last time you went out and had a lot of fun with somebody and then said, oh, I don't really like that person? If you're having fun with someone, you like them. If you like them, you want to be with them. It's not rocket science.
You guys need to go to the dating seminar, though, so that it is fun when you go on the date and you don't actually like text during your date or read the newspaper. I watch those couples and I swear to God, I want to give them my business card. I'm like, just come hire me, because reading the newspaper on your breakfast or dinner is weird to me. Brian, let's talk to you. Do you have a question for Jennifer on dating? Are you talking about your ex on your date? Tell me, Brian, tell me now, because I confessed.
Actually, I got some for both of y'all.
Bring it on.
First one is kind of like dating. If you got kids and dating, what's kind of the rules of that? I had a couple girls I was dating. They're like, want to meet my kid right off the bat. I'm like, hold on here. Not a chance.
Yeah, that's smart. Thank you. As your divorce attorney, thank you. I do not need to explain that to the court or your ex that you're introducing the kids to potential mommy number 19 this week. So you're being smart. And the creepy girls that want to meet the kids right away are creeping me out too, because I got enough kids at my house. I don't need to meet yours until it's absolutely required.
If a woman wants you to meet her children, you know, after the second or third date, that should be a red flag for you, honestly.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you want to meet my kids? I'm like, no. And they're like, well, I want to meet your kid. I'm like, well, he's out of the game for quite a while. He's not even coming around.
So, Brian, I want to ask you, just because I want to know from my own information, from a male standpoint, what do you think is an appropriate amount of time to date a woman before you meet her children?
Truly, I guess it all depends on how much I kind of like her and how long I'm going to be kind of around. You know, I couldn't see meeting somebody's kid in less than a month or 2 months sometimes. You know, just all depends on how things are going, I guess.
See, for me personally, I don't bring anyone to meet my children until I've decided that I'm going to enter into a long-term exclusive relationship with them. Nobody meets my children that I'm just dating.
Well, and hopefully they are on the same page. You might want to have that conversation.
Absolutely.
I was quote unquote dating a guy, and I'm talking about my ex, but we're not dating, Brian, so it's okay. For 2 years, and I found out when he quote unquote dumped me that I was never his girlfriend. Yeah, 2 years. I was like, wow, I wasn't your girlfriend? That's a Los Angeles level of commitment. So in that case, I would have been pissed if I introduced him to my child, because they get attached very quickly, assuming that they're decent people. So,
well, and your kids don't need to be a part of your dating life. That's not healthy for your kids.
In court, we typically put 6-month minimums in a court order. If it's a subject that becomes part of a court order, we say they need to date exclusively for at least 6 months with the intention of staying in an indefinite monogamous relationship before the children are introduced. And that's still while the relationship sort of fresh, because we have a court order, so that means court's still ongoing. After, you know, the divorce is final, the courts don't micromanage that, and they won't anyway unless both parties are sort of on the same page. But that's our rule of thumb we use, and it's made up, so feel free to use your own judgment, Brian, and you're smart to resist. Was that all your questions?
No, the other one is on a paternity suit. How soon after the baby's born you got to get everything written down and everything on the ball?
You mean court order wise, as far as visitation, child support, all that?
Yeah, because I've got...
You're making babies with like casual encounters, Craigslist style is what you're telling me, Brian?
No, the ex-wife.
Oh, okay. So paternity test, though, you mean not married?
Well, no, we got divorced.
Oh, okay.
And kind of like, you know, that whole last thing after you get divorced, you know, something happens and well...
Oops, you had a kid with her?
Well, we got another one on the way.
Yeah, you guys had makeup sex? But post-divorce makeup sex?
I wouldn't even call it makeup. I'd just call it just kind of having fun.
Yeah, that's a little more fun. That's the kind of fun that lasts 18 years, buddy.
Yeah, that's
plus.
Kind of like playing right. But
okay, no, fair enough. So if your name's on the birth certificate, are you sure this is your child? Because if you guys are just having fun, it's likely that she's not monogamous, even though she's your ex-wife.
Dead set positive.
because I always make sure my clients that have out of wedlock children, I require them to get a paternity test, and I just play me as the bad guy, because trust me, you're calling your wife a whore when you ask for a paternity test. There's no way around it. They hate it. They're pissed. They hold it over your head. I always take the fall and say my attorney requires it as part of the representation that I get a paternity test, because once your name goes on that birth certificate, you have like 6 months basically to change your mind or find out you were wrong, or you're trapped as this kid's parent for life as far as the law is concerned, because the state protects themselves, let's be honest, and welfare first and foremost. So you have about a 6 month window. So make sure that child's really, truly yours. That being said, I've never had a client surprised. Once a child's like 6 months old, I've never had a client surprised if it's their child or not by paternity test results. There is a paternal instinct that is accurate. Men know internally if that's my child or not my child. So trust your gut. I haven't had any shocks that way. But I would get in there sooner rather than later, because all the studies show you need to bond with your child from the get-go, and she may not be welcoming you into this child's life if things weren't good after the fun was had. So I would get to an attorney as soon as possible, but just know you can't file anything until the birth of the child. So if your child's not born yet, you're going to have a little waiting period, but as soon as possible, because court moves worse than snail pace. So
now, how much will it, because with like the custody agreement I have with my son right now, it kind of mimics that basically.
It may actually hold on the break, because this is an interesting question, Ryan. We have a break coming up. If you don't mind holding, we'll get to that, because it's actually not exactly the same. So I can give you the evolution of that, but you need to sit tight for our sponsors or we're going to get busted. Can you do that? Okay, we'll be back after the break. She cut him off.
Fox News Channel's Brian and the Judge, weeknights at 10 on Fox News Radio 1270.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with t-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net, not com.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night. and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
You know you want to quit smoking. Well, you can do it in just a few steps. All you need is a little motivation.
Get ready.
First, set a date to quit.
Get medicine.
Talk to your doctor about medicines that can help you.
Get help.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a free service that can help you get started. Or go to ahrq.gov/consumer for more information about quitting.
You can quit smoking.
A few easy steps that'll help save your life. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fox News Radio, 1270.
This is how it works. You're young until you're not. You love until you don't. You try until you can't. You laugh until you cry. You cry until you laugh. And everyone must breathe until their dying breath. No, this is how it works.
You're back with Marilyn York on The Marilyn York Show, and we have Brian on hold. Brian, okay, you asked me before the break if your custody schedule would look the same with your new son, if it would mimic your schedule with your former or your first child, correct?
Yeah.
And the answer is not immediately, but hopefully long term, that will be what it looks like. Our courts do not do, let's say, for example, I don't know what sort of custody arrangement you have with your older child, but if you had joint physical custody with your older child, our courts typically won't do a joint physical custody arrangement with an infant until the infant is approximately 3 years old, unless you two agree to do so sooner. The psychological studies in the community have shown that children have developmental delays when they have a joint physical custody schedule where two parents half of the time teach their child the basic walk, talk, and all that different ways, and then there's a developmental delay, so they don't potty train as fast, and they don't walk as fast, and they don't talk as well, just because of the different styles, like on a week off, week on sort of situation. So it's an evolution. A lot of contact when the baby's really young. Frequency is important, so a lot of times I'll do schedules where you see your baby 4 or 5 times a week, but it's only an hour, and then it builds up to 3 times a week for 2 or 3 hours, up to the first overnight, 1 overnight a week, you know, and it depends on breastfeeding, if mom's willing to pump, if breastfeeding's involved, and then eventually 2 overnights every week, and then hopefully evolve into the same schedule as your older child. Do you have joint custody of your older child or visitation?
Yeah, we got 50-50 right now.
Okay.
And I've had him we've been separated for about a little over a year now.
How old's your little guy?
Just turned 3.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, this is a perfect time to evolve into the joint physical with your little guy too then. But typically we don't like to do week on, week off schedules with little guys that young. Instead, we do sort of a 2-day, 5-day typically, Monday, Tuesday night with mom, Wednesday, Thursday with dad, or vice versa. And then you guys alternate the weekends. So one day you have 5 days in a row, and one day you have 2. Little guys don't like a whole week without seeing the other parents. Just too long for them. So
yeah, we've got it pretty well that way. It's like it's a little bit different. We do the full week, and we rotate one day in the middle of the
week. That's fine. Yep, Wednesday on the off week is a typical break as well. So it sounds like you're right on target, and yeah, that's a typical evolution. So you're at the perfect age for the court system. They even have that in their judicial handbook. It says that they shouldn't do it before age 3. So you are right in there. So if you have trouble, you know, the court will do it for you.
Okay, so we basically just kind of
kind
of go that way for a while.
Yep. Sounds like you're there, Brian. Well, good. I'm glad to hear it's going well.
All righty, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so we're back with Jennifer, and we were talking about dating and the most common mistakes. One of the things I said we would talk about, and I do want to talk about, is what are the most common complaints for men on dates versus women on dates? Is it looks? Is it, besides the mistakes made, like talking about your ex, what are the most common complaints? Who's more into physicality?
Well, men are definitely more visual than women. Men are a lot more in tune with, am I physically attracted to her? And women are more in tune with how he carries himself. Is he a good conversationalist? What's his presence in a room? Women are definitely looking and attracted to something completely different than men are. Women don't really care how big your nose is, you know, whereas men do care about body type and facial features more than women.
Do you encounter clients that want to date out of their league? And if so, how do you address them? I mean, are you blunt and just say, buddy, like you want a 10, you're a 6.
Well, the thing you have to remember about It's Just Lunch is we don't take everyone as a client, and we really don't. People think I just say that, but we really don't. So when you come in for your interview, which, you know, we do a no cost, no obligation interview to try to determine if we're a good fit for you and if you're a good fit for us. That is actually one of the things I'm looking for in the interview room. Are you bringing to the table what you're asking for? Because if you're not, then I might not want to work with you because it's too challenging.
Because you're an a-hole.
Not that I'm afraid of a hard job, but I don't think it's fair for a woman to come in and say, well, I don't have a college degree, but I only want to date, you know, men with PhDs. And I have children, but I don't want to date men with children. Or men come in and they're, you know, 30 pounds overweight, but they only want to date, you know, women that are sticks. It just, you know, it's like you have to be asking for what you're bringing.
So let's talk about the Millionaire Matchmaker, my favorite indulgence. I admit it. I watch it, but I'm on the Stairmaster, which sucks anyway. So maybe it's just the fact that I'm on the Stairmaster that makes it likable. But
I have a hard time watching it.
So how realistic is it, if at all?
It's not realistic at all. So it's definitely made for television.
You don't actually fix people up with the sole goal of making millionaires happy? Or gold diggers, you're not a gold digger service.
Well, I mean, think about it logically. What intelligent millionaire man would only want to be matched with women who want to be matched with him because he's a millionaire?
There are 3 or 4 of those morons out there, but they're morons. They're not actually going to be happy. So yeah, that's a bad criteria.
Yeah.
Successful, yes. Measured monetarily, not so much.
And men, you know, men want to be with women who are independent. I mean, one of the things men tell me all the time is, I don't want to be with someone needy. You know, so.
Women tell you that or men tell you that?
Men tell me that. They don't want to be with women that are needy.
I like the men that are like, I don't like high maintenance women, but I only like ridiculously hot chicks. Like, how long do you think it takes them to get ready, you wizards? It takes them like 45 minutes to do their hair. I barely know this, Kay, because I'm the opposite. That's why I don't look hot and I'm on the radio. But like 45 minutes to do their hair, like another Dell will clue in because she's hot and she knows. Like, Dell, can I get a time on the makeup? 25 minutes?
It depends on what kind of makeup I'm doing. It could take anywhere from 25 minutes to 30 minutes, but I am a lollygagger.
25 to 30 minutes on the makeup. I am good for 3 minutes, but that's only because I have zits to cover. That's pretty much my level of dedication right there.
It takes me 2 hours to get ready total in the
2 hours,
wow.
People.
That includes coffee, dogs, you know, tidying
okay.
up.
That doesn't count. Just
but
Vanity Smurf.
Vanity
Smurf, are we just like 1.30? What are we at on Vanity?
I would say probably an hour unless the makeup goes south, and then we're probably an hour and a half.
Okay. She looks really good, so it does show. But that's what I mean, dudes. You can't have a chick like Dell that's super hot and not put up with the 1.5 time, you know, makeup hour in the morning. It's just,
well, you know, men have to think about it. They come in my office and they say, you know, I want a woman that looks like this, and she's physically fit, and she, you know, wears great clothes, and her hair's nice, and she's got a great smile, and they want to list all these things.
But don't spend any money, even though the clothes
don't spend any money, and don't spend any time making yourself look like that. Like, how is that going to happen?
I know. Well, that reminds me, it's time for our sponsor, Junkie, and that is one option for you guys if you don't want to spend a lot of money, but you do want to get some nice clothes and go on a date and do It's Just Lunch or something of the like, and you're out in the dating market, get over to 960 South Virginia to Junkie, and you can actually get some help there from Jessica, who owns it, and she will help dress you, and it's totally inexpensive, but they actually have really cute, stylish things there as well, so you can get the high-maintenance look without the high-maintenance price.
Does she have good men's clothes, too?
She does have quite a few good men's clothes, and I like a guy with a little more edge, like a little stylish.
Me too.
So she has some like leather jackets and like fun things that they can throw over some more normal basics that the guy already owns and spice it up a little, give it a little flavor, leave an impression that's not, you know, like a mullet burned in your retina. No, something much more attractive. So
can we talk about that date outfit for a minute?
We can, as soon as we come back from the break, because we have a break. And when we come back, we will talk about the date outfit. And you guys listen in seriously, because that is
it's
my
important.
Biggest pet peeve. It is. Women, too. We'll talk to you guys after the break.
There's a lot going on right here in Nevada. Rather than just hear about it, talk about it. 6 to 10 weekdays, Fox 1270 in the morning with Panama plus Don Gibbons.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. The legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Motor Transport Association. Trucks provide us with over 90% of our daily goods. Without trucks, we'd all be starving and naked. The trucks of today are safer than they ever have been. However, one of the biggest hazards on our roads concerning trucks is the no zone. Here's a good rule. If you can't see the driver's face in the truck's side view mirror, they can't see you. Also, trucks need nearly twice the time and room to stop as cars do, so don't cut in front too soon after passing. Look for the whole front of the truck in your rearview mirror before pulling in front. Then, don't slow down. The Nevada Motor Transport Association and Nevada's professional truck drivers are committed to making our roadways safer. Although drivers make many important stops during the day, delivering medicine to our hospitals, food and clothing to our stores, and munitions to our armed forces, they are just like you. Because the last stop of the day is the most important stop, when we all arrive safe at home.
For more information on trucks and their contribution to safer roads, visit our website at nmta.com.
Fox 1270.
This is Marilyn York. You're back on the Marilyn York Show, and we have Jennifer Rose in the studio, and we are about to talk about the date outfit. Jennifer, what is the date outfit that you're recommending so people actually get a second date?
Well, the date outfit is important, and it's important for the simple reason that confidence is the most attractive thing you can wear. It's not really about the outfit. It's about the way the outfit makes you feel, and this applies to men and women. The number one thing we get asked for is self-confidence, and women always say that men with self-confidence are attractive. So if you walk into the restaurant and you know you look great and you feel great because you got your hair cut, you wore a great outfit, you know, you are going to be exuding confidence, and that's really what the date outfit's about.
For me, though, if they're wearing a bad outfit and they're confident, I want them to die. So, like, that only works if you look semi-decent. Even if it's an average outfit and you feel smoking hot, go with it. But if you look like an idiot and you have a shirt on, for example, that says Mr. Wonderful, because there's this idiot that comes from Vegas every year to our family law conference, and I busted him for that shirt. It's fading. The Mr. Wonderful's falling off of it, and he's got like Jerry Curl juice in his white boy hair. It's so bad, and it's so just a testament to his douchiness, and he's super confident, and I want to poke him with a pencil in parts that are not allowed to be spoken of FCC style. So, okay, so that I'm just going to qualify that to say get some help. Like ask at least three people that are not blood related to you who will lie to you about whether you should be confident.
Well, if you're a man, ask a woman.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Not your mom, though. Okay, not your mom. Not your sister, unless she hates you, because then she'll be honest. Go to Starbucks, see if you get some catcalls and, like, you know, some looks. Girls, walk by a construction site. Okay, that's not helpful, because they always look. Walk by, I don't know. Starbucks works. I like Starbucks. So test it out, and then I totally agree with the confidence. Speaking of that, though, the one thing I did notice on Millionaire Matchmaker, which I do enjoy, is her honesty with people, or at least my perceived honesty. I don't know if it's true or not, but like when she gives them nicknames like Angry Hobbit, or when she tells guys to man up and stop acting like gay guys because that's not attractive, or women, don't wear the penis on your date. I totally love that because I think I wear the penis on my dates, and I bet you that's like a turnoff. Like the dude needs to be the dude. Stop being the dude. I kind of love that advice. I'm not taking it well, clearly, but I like it. Okay, we have some internet questions and some Facebook questions I've been neglecting. So I'm going to get to it. Wendy asked, this is for you, Jennifer.
Okay.
Here's my question. I'm not allowed to say her name, so I'm not using her last name. But what is a nice way to get back into the dating game after being out of it for so long? Also, when did that guys get so old?
When did guys get so old?
She's adorable, by the way, and should be a mad catch. So let's give her some advice. Like, what is your advice? Do you think a dating seminar is a good idea for someone that's been out of the dating game to give them that confidence? Because honestly,
I think a dating seminar is a great idea because information is power. And if you kind of know that you know what to do and what not to do, you're going to feel a lot more confident when you get on the date. But honestly, 99% of our clients show up in my office. They've been married for 30 years. They haven't been on a date since high school. They find themselves divorced or widowed. I mean, a lot of people out there, you are not the only one that is getting back into the dating world after 20 years or 30 years, even sometimes. So you're not alone, and you're going to be meeting other people in the same exact position.
And you're a chick. Let me get this. You can get laid at 7-Eleven. Like, bust it out, girl. And she's a gorgeous woman. Get out there and bust a move. I heard she's all in shape and hotter than ever. Seriously, we don't have to do anything for it. It's men that are like, oh God, am I getting rejected? Way more pressure for them. So just know that you are, you know, totally in the right place.
Yeah, call me up and come to the May 2nd seminar because you'll meet other single people and you'll get some information. And that actually would be a really easy way to get started.
And you can drink wine at Vintage. So Larry, what's your question? You have a question for Jennifer?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, good.
I just had a couple questions. One is that it's with the Just Lunch, when you get hooked up with somebody, does it show a picture beforehand of the person you're going to go on the date with?
We do not show pictures.
Okay, ouch, Larry. I was going to say a full body shot, naked, because I want a naked shot.
Well, and why is that? But also, what is Jennifer's experience with dating or with marriage? Or, I mean, where did you get your expertise?
Are you trying to date Jennifer, you dirty animal?
Well, no, I wonder, you know, I mean, sometimes aren't we going too far into dating? I mean, just let nature do its course and go with the flow to do a date. And I was just kind of wondering what Jennifer's experience is with marriage or what gives her the expertise that she knows how to do all this. I mean, have you been married a bunch of times or not been married?
That's my area, Tiger. I've been married and divorced a bunch of times, which is why I'm the divorce expert.
Well, let me start by saying, yes, I have been married. Yes, I have been divorced. But really what we're doing is we're helping people meet other people that meet their criteria. We don't profess to be marriage counselors. You come in, you set the criteria for the types of people you want to meet, and we make sure that you guys end up at a table together. The rest is on you. We do let nature take its course.
So it's volume too, though, Larry. I bet you it's volume. Because for me, the reason I'm good at what I do is because of the volume I've been through. I see the patterns emerge. And she said she's fixed up, 20,000 dates?
I've conducted over 2,000 interviews. I've sent over 20,000 people on dates. I'm responsible for hundreds and hundreds of marriages. You're right. That's where I learned. I learned by doing it.
So how come no pictures, though? Just because you want it to be more of a natural attraction and not have pictures so people are more superficial that way? Or,
well, first of all, pictures are very deceiving. They're 1 second in time. You can't get a person's energy. You can't see the twinkle in their eye when they smile. You can't really do much of anything with a picture. We let you set your physical appearance requirements, and we meet them.
That's Larry, true, but if you're looking for a certain type of woman and you want to look at their picture first, you want to make sure you're not going to go on a date with Marty Feldman. You know,
you got to say that in your criteria. Larry, if you want to stick on the line for the next show, her show's coming on, Skirted Issues, and we're going to keep talking about this subject and divorce. So you can call back then, because my show's about to end.
All right.
So thanks for calling in. We appreciate you listening. And we are going to wrap up our show, and I'm going on the Skirted Issues show, which is Jennifer Rose's show, and we're going to talk about divorce for a change. She's going to interview me. We're going to switch chairs. It's going to be so different. You guys won't even know that we're the same people.
It's going to be totally different.
We also have some experts coming on who we're going to co-host interview as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll be really fun. So I hope you guys stay tuned and keep calling in with your questions, and we will keep talking about overlapping subjects, and we'll talk to you guys next week on the Marilyn York Show, and post your postings on Facebook. Thank you guys so much.